In the early 80s, I had my first briefing on national security policy as a new member of the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. I was jolted to learn the Reagan administration's views about nuclear war. They thought we could win it. This point was spelled out in the first chart shown to me by a top-secret Pentagon briefer. It listed three principles that underpinned the Reagan nuclear buildup, the largest in history. The principles were these: that the United States would develop nuclear weapons necessary to fight a global nuclear war, that the U.S. arsenal would be large enough to fight that war on a prolonged basis, and finally, that the United States would prevail at the end of such a war. In a committee hearing a few weeks later, I asked Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger how any country could prevail in a protracted global thermonuclear war. He replied, "Well, you don't want us to lose, do you?" Few Americans realized that we had a Secretary of Defense here who could visualize something that passed for victory in a world that would look like Hiroshima, shrouded in radioactive dust, tens of millions dead and dying, cities and commerce destroyed, drinking water and food supplies contaminated. U.S. military planners may now be on the verge of similar recklessness. The Bush administration seeks to build small nuclear weapons to destroy enemy underground bunkers. The Pentagon believes that more than 70 countries have underground command posts and sites for ballistic missiles and weapons of mass destruction. Until now, the policy of every president has been to keep a firewall between conventional and nuclear weapons. Any easy step from conventional bombs to nuclear bombs was thought to pose a threat to world security. Small nuclear weapons would increase the odds of breaching that firewall. Even more ominous, the use of small nukes on the battlefield would necessarily transfer control of such weapons from the commander-in-chief in Washington to a commander on the battlefield. This would mean that for the first time in history, an unelected U.S. military officer would have his finger on the nuclear button. If this is a recipe for safety in the war on terrorism, many Americans wonder what distinguishes it from danger. Caspar Weinberger was good at splitting hairs. Maybe he can explain it to us. This is Les O'Coin.